Gianluca, thank you. You already mentioned about the work of Jerem, and I would like to add here that indeed, since it's our first session in November 2014, the Group of Experts on Renewable Energy has been implementing specific activities to help significantly increase the uptake of renewable energy in the ECE region. We are focusing on regulatory and policy dialogue development and sharing the best practices on various renewable energy sources with a view to increase the share of renewable in global energy mix. Jerry, together with the UNEC Secretariat and different group of experts, during past year made some good progress. And we got this through collaborative efforts with other stakeholders and other organizations. We work on improvement of renewable energy technologies and integration of renewables into the grid. I believe, should benefit to energy security and sustainability of energy system to address the issue of energy system resilience in ECE region. Another important issue is reliable data. And I really appreciate that we will have discussions within representative of REN21. And it will be presented REN21 UNEC Renewable Energy Status Report, which could be beneficial in the direction of obtaining correct and reliable data. Also, there was done a work on bioenergy, namely on biofuel quality standards. Also, I'd like to mention the support of UNEC, which was provided to Georgia. And we are speaking now on creation of the specific energy efficiency and renewable energy agency of Georgia. And we will discuss this in details in the afternoon during Jerry panels. Definitely, one of priorities of Jerry is strengthening intersectoral cooperation with other group of experts and benefit the work of committee. However, we must understand that our work on development of renewables is just begun. And for further deployment of renewables, we should work very precisely on development of policy frameworks that will help to foster adoption of renewable energy solutions and unlock clean energy financing. We must invest in research and development to make renewable energy technologies more efficient and affordable. We must accumulate joint efforts to build resilient energy system and unweaponize the energy. And most importantly, we must ensure that no one is left behind in this transition to a cleaner and greener future. Taking this opportunity, I also would like to congratulate my colleague from Italy, Alberto Biancardi, who will strengthen the work of Jerry as its chair for next 2 years. Also, I am grateful to all vice chairs and experts who will work under Jerry. And I believe that in such powerful collaboration, we can surely benefit and get the targets of our work plan for next years. And let's remember that our work surely does not end here or does not end during Sustainable Energy Week. And I really like that each of us take the knowledge, contacts, insights gained from this event, and we will use it in our further day-to-day work. Thank you. And I am glad to pass the word to Dan.